For I'll speak with the Spirit, and I'll speak with the understanding also. In other words, those tongues will not come forward publicly without having a translation, an interpretation. For my movings within the body, and then the church is particular, who know me by the Spirit, that if I was free to move the way I was recorded to move in the Word, in the truth, then you'd see much more accomplished than what you're seeing now. But they don't know me very well. Neither do they spend time in the Holy Spirit. But rest assured, for when the revival fires come, that many will give their whole lives to what I'm doing, will promote what I'm doing, and walk in what I'm doing. For you'll see some great days before I return, saith the Lord. At many places, most, but even here, some that have no idea what I've given to you when I gave you the teacher. And did I give him to you without a way to yield yourself to him to be taught? Did I not give him to you in such a way that he can even communicate in a mystery and you can understand many, many things at once because you're receiving it in your spirit? But what most don't know and have trouble believing, if they do edify themselves, if they do overcome the evil one, for he'll come and build a case against it, and you'll find yourself drifting away and falling away again and again because you don't know what you're setting on. You have no idea most of the time what's being moved, what's being accomplished, and what's being done. And most of the praying you do, I'll use you in the accomplishment somewhere along the line. But then there's those times that you're in intercession and you're speaking things. And there are things that I can do in troubled places and you may never know. But there isn't a time that you come before me and yield yourself over to the Spirit that something is not accomplished, because this is why I sent him.